810 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. And we have Charles Skank here in studio. How are you doing, Charles?
Doing well, James. Thank you.
Good to have you. What's our verse of the day?
It is Psalm 46, verse 1. It reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, 1.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. And you brought a guest here from your office and studio.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. With us today, we have Kevin Redford. And I brought him on about 6 weeks ago, almost 2 months ago, to be the director of our PNC or Home and Auto division of our agency. And he has a great background, great abilities. I'm really excited that he's with us.
Well, that's fantastic. So, Kevin, I guess, how long are you from this area? You know, what's your story? How did you get involved in this business?
Yeah, so I've been, I grew up in the area. I grew up in Parsons, actually, born and raised there. And been in the insurance industry for 11 years. And kind of got into it after I had sold a couple of other businesses that I owned and was always trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And it just kept coming up and got into it. And I saw a need there for agents that asked the right questions. And that, you know, when I first got in there, it was like, and I started getting trained, it was like, why did my agent not ever ask me these questions? Or why did he not ever show me whatever it is coverages that I might need or, you know, that I didn't even know about?
Well, that is great. And you kind of specialize in the farm and commercial side, right?
Yep. So soon after I got into it, I jumped into the farm side of things because it was a niche that I really liked. I liked helping the farmers out locally and really diving deeper in because I saw a need there where they were not getting service like they should. They just have a lot of moving parts and a lot of changes from year to year. And so what I was always running into was pieces of equipment not being covered on there because they hadn't either conveyed it to the agent or the agent hadn't asked if there's any new pieces of equipment from year to year. There was always pieces of equipment that were still stuck on their policy that they might have sold 2 or 3 years ago and they had been paying premium on. So I've always take that side of the business where you just take a deeper dive. It's not a quick little, I'm going to quote this to you in a couple hours and give it to you. It's a deeper dive into what their operation looks like, what they're actually doing. And that as an agent is going to give you the best way to cover that person. And you know, it's really, that's what a farmer or even a commercial side that I do, business owners, they really need to take a deeper dive. I know that they don't always want to deal, you know, they don't always want to mess with insurance. Some of them just get it done and put it over the side. But to reduce those moments where, you know, like I said, there's something covered that shouldn't have been covered, or, you know, there's something that they have that should be covered, it just helps to be very in tune with what you need. So,
well, and you know, farm and commercial operations can vary so widely. I mean, is this one where you're going out and, you know, you kind of want to see the operation, that sort of thing? I'm sure you have folks come in the office too, but you know, what are some of those? You touched on them a little bit, but what there's quite a few differences just from operation to operation, I'm sure.
Yeah, because yeah, totally. There's I mean, yeah, some of them have grain stores, some of them don't. Some of them, you know, you've got to look at how their acreage is even set up. Is it contiguous or do they have multiple locations? Which most of them do have multiple locations, but you even got to dive deep into that to what coverage or endorsement actually best fits that operation.
Sure.
Because not going too deep, but that can change the amount of premium that they pay.
Well, and we think of, you know, we're so used to, you know, auto, you know,
right,
cars and stuff, but what about when you get into like a combine? I mean, you know,
yeah,
those are, you know, going to be in the field, but they're also going to have to get out on the road to get,
yep,
to the field. So, you know, I'm sure there's some special stuff with something like that.
Yep. So just for like combines and tractors, especially a lot of the newer ones, you know, one of the big things that I remember just a few years ago that that carriers were wanting to make sure was covered was, you know, like their GPS units and their displays. Believe it or not, those things are all not, even though they buy the combine and it comes with it, those things are removable pretty easily. So those things have to be even be insured separate, because the display can come off, the GPS, if it can get stolen off. Farmers have had that happen. The other thing was big was the activation fee can actually be insured. And that's usually like a $5,000 or $6,000 deal with John Deere or Case or anybody like that. And so just even that is a huge deal. But I was going to say this was probably 10 years ago though, when carriers really started wanting this, was the biggest thing was ATVs and UTVs. So a lot of traditional farms always had it just to the farm policy, you know, it was just on the farm. Well, a lot of the carriers, the way it was written was just, hey, look, you know, that's only if it stays on your property. Like when you get on the public roads, the coverage is not extended to that. And so carriers were, there was a push to put all those on like just a motorcycle policy, so that you, it basically turns into like a car where you have liability extended on those private roads and not just on your property.
Very good. We are talking with Kevin Redford, who does work here with Skank Insurance, is the home and auto director. And Kevin, you know, another question that I have, and you know, we've got a lot of producers and farmers listening, and you know, they may be you know, with a particular agent already, but what sets you apart from other agents? What services are you offering that others aren't?
You know, something that I do personally for farmers is I usually do an equipment inventory list for them, create a spreadsheet. It's a revolving list. As they call in and make changes, I add those there. And over time, what farmers end up using that for is me to help their banker out when it's time to renew their loans and they've got to send in an updated equipment list. I start getting loan officers and lenders all calling me to use that. But it just really helps on the property side to keep that up and going, to make sure everything's covered right. That's probably one of my main deals that I really do for the farmer or producer. Yeah, that's probably the main deal.
Well, and that's one of those things where, you know, there's so much record keeping that does go into farming, and there's some people who love it, a lot of people don't.
Yeah. And yeah, and I try to also, I'd say, make the whole process easier, because I get it. Some, you know, people don't like to deal with insurance. And so if I can explain it in an easier format or make the process simpler, then it's a win-win for both parties.
And is this something where, you know, are you able to go and kind of shop around between different insurance providers if someone comes to you?
Yep. We have multiple carriers that we can look into, which is always a good thing. I always recommend, even just on regular home and auto, about every 3 years, you really kind of need to just do a little double check and just really kind of, you know, check the market. Because what happens is on the personal line side is, and even on the farm, some of those new policy discounts and stuff erode away off the policy, and, you know, those go away, so your premiums go up. So sometimes it's better to just kind of shop around and see. And sometimes it doesn't work. You still could be in the right place, but it doesn't hurt. Because, you know, I've just seen the market change where carriers seems like aren't as, at least the independent carriers, I can't say the thing for captives, but like longevity is not, seems like not to be their interest as much anymore. Because they used to give like longevity discounts and stuff like that, but some of that's kind of gone away. But.
Sure, I mean, it almost a little reminds me of the cell phone carriers. Yep. You know, there's always kind of the games they play, if you will, to try to get you to, you know, switch companies or that sort of thing. So, you know, maybe not quite as extreme in the insurance world, but there is still some of that, and so that is kind of a good to know on that 3 year. You know, just a quick checkup. The only thing it's going to cost you is just a little bit of your time. And I know you guys work to make that as painless as possible.
Sure. Yep.
So, you know, we want to make sure that people listening can get a hold of you for any questions they might have. What is the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I'm actually primarily in the independence office. They can actually call our number, which is 620-331-8800. But, you know, I do travel. So, you know, just because you might not be in independence, but if you're, you know, Howard, Sedan, we have offices there too. But if you're over by Parsons or if you're further away, that's the beauty. I mean, that's kind of what I do too. I'm not just stuck to a location. I kind of go wherever I need to go. So yeah, I mean,
well, it's nice that you can still, you know, be able to make house calls and come visit people's property.
Yeah, and I prefer to do that initially, just because, like you said earlier, just like the getting to know the operation, seeing how things are done, how things are laid out, all play a role in the farm process of quoting. And plus you get to learn your customer better, what they do. You just can relate to them maybe on a better level.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking with Home and Auto Director Kevin Redford from Skank Insurance, and we're going to continue our chat here in just a moment with Charles Skank as well here on the Mighty 690. Back here at 823 on our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank, and also joined by Kevin Redford, who is the Home and Auto Director at Skank Insurance. And just to kind of wrap up, and maybe for the folks just tuning in, of course, a good reminder that, you know, we do have really good options and policies and things available for those folks, the farm and commercial folks. And if people are interested in maybe getting a quote for their farm or a commercial property, that sort of thing, Kevin, what does that process look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they got to reach out to us a little bit or come talk to us. But, you know, I kind of just prep them with, you know, get their current coverages out, their deck sheets, if you want to use that from a terminology standpoint. And, you know, any updated equipment list that they actually have. Now I'm always willing, like I said earlier in the show, that willing to create those for them as well. And yeah, I mean, that's as simple as an initial start. And then it just comes to the conversation that I bring, to the table, where we just ask the right questions to make sure we're covering your operation correctly.
Sure. Yeah. And so just, you know, we want to be able to have everything ready, of course, mm-hmm. for to make the time as productive as possible.
Correct.
You
correct.
Know, just yep. like any meeting you have, it's always good to have a few of your ducks in a row. That way, you know, it just goes a lot smoother to be able to make good use of your time. Cause you know, I know the farmer's time is money.
Yep.
So, anything else that you'd like to add here that, you know, people should be aware of when we're kind of talking about this world of farm and commercial?
You know, something that I've helped farmers do as well, and this really gauges more towards the life insurance side, is we kind of use it more for either legacy planning or estate type planning. There's just a big threat out there to the farmers for estate tax. In the future. And also we kind of strategize it as potentially to reduce family squabbles when farms, you know, loved ones, let's say the hierarchy of the family passes away and the kids all want to come in and get their piece of pie, and you have one kid that's been there working the farm for 30, 40 years, and they, you know, I try to help them avoid that confrontation, to where you set it up to where the kid that's working the farm gets the farm. He doesn't have to sell it to pay his brothers, or take a loan out to pay his brothers and sisters off, whatever it may be. And we set that up to where the other siblings that aren't part of the farm, you know, they get some financial reward as well. Just through a tax-free benefit like life insurance.
Well, and that is a really good reminder, Kevin. You know, the fact that this is something we don't really want to talk about, it can be uncomfortable. And, you know, the other reality is, you know, the world of farming can be dangerous and accidents can happen. Yep. So, you know, it's so much better to have a plan in place.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, and you just, last thing, I think I'm a parent too. Last thing you want is your kids fighting over something like that, you know. and possibly destroying the life of one kid who's been giving it his all for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, another great service of Skink Insurance. And Charles, if people have, you know, questions on any of this, they want to get signed up maybe for an appointment on this or any of the other services you offer, what's the best way to do that? Where can we find you?
They can call us. They can call Kevin. They can call me at 620-331-8800. They can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com. And they can come by our office at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from what's now Water's True Value. Come in, talk to us. And we also have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
Absolutely. And still, of course, a good opportunity to get on that newsletter list if you want to keep abreast of all the different events and things going on with Skink Insurance. And how can people do that?
So they can text their name and email to 620-331-8800. We'll put them on that list.
Excellent. Well, Charles, really appreciate you bringing Kevin along here. And it's always neat to see another aspect of the business because there's just so much you guys offer.
Thank you, James.
All righty.
Thanks, James.
Hey, good to meet you, Kevin. And yep. Hopefully we'll have you on again sometime soon.
Sure. Yep.
All righty. And we have lots more coming up here on the program. We are going to have an early bird edition of Open Line next here on KGGF.